deserted airfield. Green lights at the end of the world still wink. Cold frogs hop in the sunken runway. The ice and glass windows crackle, and smiles on the ghosts of the zeros light the wings with rising suns. The weather reports say ground all light aircraft, lash the hobbled planes tight to the ground. Gone as old pterodactyls, some leopard spotted, some pale with tires sunken, with ailerons, struts, and shields concave to the world they shudder. Green hops over the marsh, icing the runway cracks, a pavement for pilots flown to meteorological weathers and zones where leather jackets never crack and May Wests float inflating the raft of the dark. Wind ravages these relics. Strumming in golden radar, sunburn, tinfoil, peels, and chattering strips from the nose, Chenault and his flying tigers lumber out of the bare, guillotined heart of the hangar. The tower, garroted by time, looks on. Strafing old hippodromes, they take it all on the chin. Wrenches tap, and flak pries their secrets from holes like worms from the whirly bird morning. The scuttlebutt of morning breathes Asia. They sigh and settle. Himalayan junkmen love these stinking bears, these tigers, and these fighters. The cables jumped and hanging, saying jump so clearly that the goggled morning lies dead in the pilot's seat with the radio stuttering, over.